And there are more in this series, but I don't think it ends even as well as it begins, because the last four or five poems try to find an answer to this question, why do little boys die? And I don't know exactly what that answer is. It's easier to present the question than to find a kind of answer in a case like this. Or sometimes readings of the classics, as they're called, can suggest a lighter thing. I tried to write lately, these are unpublished, some less serious epitaphs, little poems of just two lines, which are about immoral ladies who are dead. And they were called Epitaphs for Light Ladies, Epitaphs for the Light Ladies. These aren't mimeographed, but they're clear, I think. They're very short. One goes, once lovely Chloe, here asleep in clay, warmed with warm flesh, whatever place she lay. And now so long a bed, yet cold as stone, and so unpracticed at it, so alone. Or a second, lie light on the light lady, somber lone. She's much converted now, keeps to one home. Or Aggie who bragged she gave her flesh to none, laid with the common dead, is much undone. I guess she wasn't a light lady, another kind. Or the whole world takes her to its bed below, as she took all the world, or nearly so. Or a different one in this kind of series. This is an epitaph for a poet. His life was scrawny, but his verse sublime. That final word, as usual, for the rhyme. Let's see, this isn't finished. His life was meager, but his verse sublime. Here's seven words for truth, the eighth for rhyme. Something like that.